Our epistle lesson this morning comes to us from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 22. This is part of Paul's final exhortations in this early letter. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the spirit. Do not despise the words of the prophets, but test everything. Hold fast to what is good. Abstain from every form of evil. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Let us pray. Lord God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable and pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Paul has a message today to the people in the early church. He's writing to them. He's been solving some problems that they've had. He's been answering some qualms that they had been fighting about. And now he's given some final instructions. Now, you need to know something about Paul. He is a little long-winded when it comes to his sentence structure. He is a lover of the run-on sentence. That's important to know. Because usually his sentences go on and on and on for lines and lines. However, when it comes to these final exhortations today, Paul gives very simple, short instructions. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances. Do not quench the spirit. Test everything. Hold fast to what is good. Abstain from every form of evil. These are short, easily digestible instructions that Paul is giving. Small phrase or sentence at a time. Paul wants us to take these in, to sit with them, to remember them, to take them with us, and to live them. Now, as I read through that list, there's one of those instructions that stands out to me, and perhaps it's because we just had the holiday of Thanksgiving, but I also think it's one of the harder ones to follow through on. Paul writes the instruction, give thanks in all circumstances. Give thanks in all circumstances. Giving thanks might be easy if things in your life are feeling pretty well ordered and put together. But if they're a bit chaotic, or if it feels like you're living a disjointed and mismatched world and life, then it might be harder. If it feels like the world is pulling you in different directions, it might be hard to give thanks. If you're at peace, you might be a little more free in giving your thanks. But that's not what Paul says. He doesn't say give thanks depending on the circumstance. He says give thanks in all circumstances. And that's something that's hard to do, really hard. Giving thanks in all circumstances isn't what we usually want to do. We want to give thanks when things are going well, when things are to our liking, but we find it much harder to be grateful when we don't know where things are going, when we're confused, when things aren't going well. And it's often in those moments that we don't want to give our thanks quite so freely. Many of you know Mike Knight. In fact, he's sitting in the sanctuary right now. Many of you probably have heard from Mike about his story and about how God has been watching over him as he's faced trials and difficulties and complications with his health and with his cancer treatment. Mike's been living with cancer for a long time now, and he's been through some tough times. And he knows there may be some tough times still to come. Throughout his journey, he's faced setbacks and difficulties, particularly in the past year, and they've done enough inconvenience to him that it has shaped his life differently day to day. However, when you ask Mike about his life, about how he's doing, about how his cancer treatment is going, you'll hear him give thanks to God. Mike gives thanks to God in all circumstances. Now, don't get me wrong. That's not to say that everything is perfect in Mike's life. He gets upset sometimes. He worries sometimes. He's just like the rest of us in that way. But in the midst of it all, Mike has been really good at finding ways to give thanks to God. Ways that I'm not sure I would have found to give thanks to God. He's an example, one example of many, of what it means to give thanks in all circumstances. The book of Leviticus in the Old Testament is a book that gives lots of instructions to God's people. And one of the sets of instructions that's given in the book of Leviticus is the instruction about how to give God thanks. Now, what it doesn't say is write God a thank you note and mail it. It says, bring God an offering. Bring God a sacrifice. And it goes through lots of different ways of making sacrifices in the temple. But there's one particular one that it says is for giving God thanks. Now, this offering is not compelled. It's not required. It's an optional free will offering that people can do above and beyond their regular sacrifices at the temple. It's called the thank offering. Sometimes it's referred to as the sacrifice of thanksgiving. And the word that's used there for the thank offering, for the sacrifice of thanksgiving, is a word that actually means to give God praise. What we're doing as we give God our thanks is giving God praise, telling God thank you. Now, when we come and gather, there are times that we tell God thank you, that we give God praise and thanks. And it's not by animal or food sacrifice, as might have been done by the Hebrew people, according to the instructions in Leviticus. There are other ways that we offer ourselves in sacrifice to God, offer our praise and thanksgiving. Sometimes that includes things like denying ourselves things in a fast, fasting from food or from certain forms of entertainment or other things. Maybe it's abstaining from the temptations in our lives to give God thanks and praise. The goal of these sacrifices is to draw nearer to God and to turn away from evil, to express our gratitude and acknowledge God's provision in our lives. I expect that we all have something that we are grateful for, something that we could give thanks to God for, even though we might not offer that thanks very often. We're all working towards this instruction in Scripture that we've gotten handed down through the writings of Paul to the early church. However, Paul doesn't just write, give thanks in all circumstances. That's actually not where he ends that instruction. He takes it further. He says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of Christ Jesus for you. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Then he says, don't quench the Spirit. Giving thanks isn't just something that we're supposed to do. It's not crossing something off our to-do list or checking a box or doing it because someone told us that it's what we're supposed to do. Giving thanks in all circumstances is something that we are created to do. It's the will of God. It's something that has been instilled within us. And to say, I don't want to give thanks, is to say, God, you've got it wrong. And I don't know about you, but I'm not one to do much arguing with God. Giving thanks recognizes the good work that has been done, the good that is in others, the good that is possible. It recognizes what is true, what is as love and grace to us. Giving thanks is a hopeful thing. For it is in giving thanks that we look to what is rather than what is not. We lower our stress, our fear, our anxiety every time we give thanks. We're able to enjoy and appreciate the moment, the now, the here, just being as we give thanks. And here's the good news. Giving thanks is contagious. Not only does it do good for us, for our relationship with God, but it does good for others as well. However, it's not always easy. We recognize that sometimes giving thanks is hard. One of the most difficult things about giving thanks is giving thanks to God when we don't think that God deserves it. Now, don't be shocked. You knew that was bouncing around in your head back there somewhere, thinking, okay, I can give thanks to God for all of these things, but I'm not really sure about that one time when that one thing happened. It's hard to give God thanks when we don't think God deserves it. Let's be honest, there are times in life where things are not easy, where they're not neat and tidy, where they're not wrapped up with a bow. There are times in life where we aren't sure God deserves our thanks and praise. But I ask the question, what's the value of our gratitude if it's only for the good times? Isn't the real test of how we are in showing our appreciation, even in the midst of turmoil? We might wish that turmoil never came, but it does and it will. And God's lessons still get tucked inside and the truths are revealed. And in that, we gain far more than anything we could come up with on our own. Here's what's true. And maybe it's a reason to give thanks, even when we're not sure we really want to give God thanks. God is still good when bad things happen. And God still deserves our thanks and praise. Let me say it again. God is still good when bad things happen. And God still deserves our thanks and praise. God can strengthen and bear us up. God can be with us and help lift us out of the depths. And when we fix our eyes on God, we can do anything, including giving thanks in all circumstances, in the good, in the bad, and in the in-between. Amen. We've been talking about Thanksgiving, about giving, about thanks, and about giving thanks for most of the month this month. And now it's time to take it a step further. It's good that we've talked about it, that we've thought through some things, that we have learned and grown, but now it's time to put that into action. Now it's time to actually give thanks. So some of the other things in your bulletin today were an envelope and a thank you card. Your card may not look quite like this. There are three different designs. If you don't like the one that you have, switch with a neighbor, or there's some extras in the back. You can swap them out after the service is over. But everybody needs a thank you card. So if you didn't grab a bulletin and you don't have a thank you card, again, there are extras in the back. Come get one when the service is over. We're going to put our learning, our growing into practice. My expectation is that you give thanks with this card. So you're going to have to write your thanks to someone. And we said that God doesn't get mail, so it's not to God. This is to another human being, someone else who you have noticed God working in or through, someone who has been as love or grace in your life, someone who needs to hear the words, thank you. I want you to do it and to do it this week. Maybe even today, because if you don't do it today or this week, you will forget about it and you will not give thanks in this way. So I want you to do it this week. This is your homework. Do it this week. And it can be something that you mail. It can be something that you hand to someone. However you want to do it, I don't care who it goes to. As long as you give thanks to someone. Do it as an expression of gratitude, as a thanksgiving, as a way to honor God and give thanks and praise. Let us pray. Lord God, we give you thanks that you have been with us. We give you thanks that you continue to be with us. We give you thanks for you are with us in all circumstances. Therefore, God, we know and are confident that we can give you thanks in all circumstances. Help us to be those who remember to give you thanks and praise, to honor you and glorify you as our King, as our Savior, as the Lord of our lives, as the one who provides and who cares and who loves without end. Amen.